And I need a microphone. Yes. Right, the role of Captain Book
is to explain things. I happen to have stumbled across a dish and a spoon. I'm going to tell you a story. And what happens is when we tell a story, you guys shuffle closer. Not you, that would be disaster. Just these guys. So come on in. That's lovely, not too close to the feet. So, this is going to come in handy in a moment. I've got here a spoon and a dish. And it reminds me of a story of a young man. He'd had a bit of a bad day. And he thought to himself, after dinner, he'd been well fed. He thought, I think I want some rice pudding. And he'd seen a bowl of golden rice pudding in the fridge. And he thought to himself, I know what I'll do. When everyone's asleep, I'll sneak downstairs, I'll go and have a little bit of it. No one will know, and that will make me happy. And then my day will be better, or my night by then. So, in the middle of the night, he took his shoes off, obviously, because he was in bed, and he snuck downstairs. And he tiptoed very carefully, trying not to creak any floorboards, and he tiptoed into the kitchen, and he opened the fridge, and there was the rice pudding. And his eyes lit up, and he thought, this will make me happy, this will make me content. And so he whipped it out, and he got a spoon, and he thought to himself, I'll just eat a little bit off the edges, no one will notice, and that will make me happy. So he did eat, he had a little bit off each of the edges, and he thought, that was pretty tasty. I think, if I even it up, no one will notice. And that'll make me even happier. I'll be content then. So he evened it up. And he thought, oh, it's obvious now. If I just have a little bit more from around the edges, I'll be really happy then. That will make me happy. And you know what? You can guess what happened, can't you? By the end of it, the bowl was empty and his belly was full. And he snuck just a little bit heavier back upstairs, still not creaking any floorboards, got into bed. And the next morning when he came downstairs, his mother was not very pleased. She found the bowl and the spoon and the rice pudding gone. And his, what he thought would make him happy, actually got him in deep trouble. And he wasn't allowed rice pudding for the next 4 years. So, a little story. He thought he'd be happy if he ate that. Now, Timmy Cook's going to come and read something to us. Pay careful attention and see if you can see how it matches up with a rice pudding. Do you want to come over here and I'll hold the microphone for you?
Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 to 14. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
Thank you very much. Do you see, the boy was not content. He wasn't happy with just a little bit of rice pudding, with having a bad day. He wanted more, and he thought the rice pudding would make him happy. But you know, in that little bit we read there, the writer Paul, if you remember the video, he's a man with the crazy eyebrows, he just said there, he's now found the secret of being content, and it was this, to know Jesus. And he was happy with knowing Jesus, whether he was in need or in want. And that's something for us to think about down here, up there, wherever. Paul was content to just know Jesus.